what should we be doing to heat up the nighttime economy?
Well, I would want to know why Coventry is apparently doing so badly.
You know, the actual heart of the street is like a ghost. There's no traffic, nothing. As I've been listening to you, there's no nightclub, there's no cinema.
You need something for people to come out, and then they'll go, right, yeah, we're going to go and see Carmelo and have something to eat.
People, they say, what's to do after we leave here? There's nothing.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is that it's so easy to get out of Coventry. In Birmingham, where I used to work, getting out of Birmingham, especially out in New Street Station, can take forever. So there is...
So there's a lag. People wait. And inevitable... Think, oh, give it an hour.
Yeah, and while I'm waiting, we're going to have a drink or we might have
that's
a meal
to eat, or,
in
yeah.
Birmingham.
So roadblocks, that's the answer, maybe. Or maybe not. Belgrade Theatre in Coventry.
We welcomed about 165,000 people through the doors last year, which is incredible. The only producing theatre in Coventry, so we try and offer as much of a variety as we can.
Let's talk to Anne, who's in Canley. Hi, Anne.
Hello. I've just had an extra breakfast just to keep...
You're not supposed to be doing that, Anne, now.
Care.
It is all a bit strange. What are you doing? What does Friday night see you doing this evening, Anne?
I've just heard at 7:10... that my great grandson's on his way.
Are you joking?
Yes. We've been on red alert for about a fortnight.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So
oh.
By the time you go home, I'll probably have a great grandson.
Could be my newest listener, couldn't it? That is just incredible.